Yeah, you better know it. Hey, y'all better know it. It's going up right now. The moment y'all have been waiting for, it has arrived. Because people are playing on my muffin top. And we are not going for it today. Hold on. Dripping. There we go. Yeah, get in here. Oh, yeah, it's about to be a day, y'all. Yeah, you go ahead, get up here, too.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, it's going down today, y'all. I got a very special guest for y'all. She's so special. She's here. She has arrived. Hey, Vondo, go get your friends. It's about to be a day on Instagram. Happy Sunday, y'all.
Happy Sunday.
Is that Chantel?
AKA Drippin' Velvet.
Is that Drippin' Velvet?
Long time no
Is
talk.
Is this the one that got beat up and he keeps saying you lying?
Yes.
Which... So you're here. You have arrived. Let's talk about Mr. Suck 'em Up lying on my name and acting like you're a liar.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Okay, so what happened in those pictures, Velvet?
Okay, so we was in Houston doing content. He had set me up with like 4 collabs and whatever. And we had we were like, I don't know. I won't say we like were boyfriend.
What's good, y'all? Y'all hear me?
Yeah. I wouldn't say we were like boyfriend and girlfriend, but you know, like he bought me into GAK or whatever. He was paying for my flights or whatever.
Right.
And you know, we created a bond. Like he ain't want no niggas talking to me. I ain't want no females talking to him. So you know, like we was in Houston. I mean, yeah, we was in Houston.
No, it was kind of like a relationship because he keeps saying you just a clout chasing lying ass bitch. That's what.
No, and then he called me a clout chaser. But the whole reason the nigga hit me up on Twitter was because I had more fucking following. He needed a new female to make content with because all the other ones left because he was beating on them too.
Wait, y'all talking about
Cheesy? Oh, so you put him on. Okay, so you're not the only girl that he beat up.
No, he beat up Diamond. And okay. He told me this right before I even got on a plane with him. And I'm just like, girl, boo. Like, you know, he telling me she just lying or whatever.
He told us to protect our pages, he wasn't lying. Because, girl, you got deleted. I got 3 pages deleted.
Yeah, his ass trying to delete everything because he know he guilty. And it's just like, I'm not the only female that this happened to. I'm like the last one. But
you're the last one. So there's like a lot of y'all.
Yeah, he beat this one girl to the point she had a miscarriage. His baby mama. She ended up having a miscarriage. I was 6 weeks
You was pregnant, when he beat you too, right?
Yep, I was 6 weeks pregnant and we had talked about it or whatever.
Did you lose the baby? Sorry, did you lose the baby?
No, I didn't keep it. I got an abortion. I wasn't going to be his 7th baby mama.
Yeah,
all
right.
Well, he said he had 13 when he came on my life throwing a temper tantrum last night. He said he got 13 baby mamas. So it might be 7 more after you.
Yeah. But no, we was in Houston. We was in Houston or whatever, and he had answered a phone call in front of me. And, you know, I'm kind of sitting there salty because the bitch, like, oh, I'm not going to keep chasing after you, and I'm not gonna write paragraphs for you to not reply. So he hang up the call. I'm like, what the fuck type of conversation was that? That's got to be a bitch he's fucking with. So I went through his no, I didn't go through his phone. My bad.
I want to see Bobby go through them phones today. I can't wait to see that because it's probably the same situation.
Yeah,
lucky. I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm glad you didn't get beat up for going through his phone. Cause child, keep talking. Go ahead.
But so he was asleep. I had texted this girl named Money Too Wet or whatever. You know, this is the same girl that that I found out he was fucking with before he met me. So I'm texting her. But I leave out the hotel room to go upstairs to text her because I know how he gets. So she must have FaceTimed him or whatever. He comes looking for me. He finds me. He like, come on. And he walked me back in the hotel room, closed the door. locks the door, I immediately sit on the couch and, like, you know, put my arms up because I already know what's going to happen. And he came over. He was punching me left, right in my stomach. I got up, and then he pushed me, and I hit the side of my head on the bar on the bed, like the bottom bar.
Right. Did you end up going to the hospital?
No. He did not let me out that room.
Did you have a fear of being around him after a while?
Yeah, because this wasn't the first time he put his hands on me. We got into an altercation in Miami before we even got to Houston.
Oh, yeah, when he got beat up and he was mad you didn't jump in.
He got mad I didn't jump in, and then he told me he was going to do content with someone, and I thought it was a female, so I was accusing him of doing content with a female or whatever. He took his wood. We were talking about it. He took his wood, and he was like, now I'm finna show you these messages, and if it's a female, then okay, but if it's not a female, you finna get your ass beat. So he pulled up the messages, and it was a trans, and he took his backwood, and it was lit, and he put it out on my leg. I still got the scar. So he put his backwood out on my leg, pushed me to the floor, and just got to stomping on me, like kicking the shit out of me. At this point, I get off the floor and run to the bed. He gets to punching me and all type of shit. So took my phone. Then he picked up a knife and was like, I'm really crazy. I'm really crazy. I got charges. If you go on his TikTok, he say he beat 3 murder cases. I don't know how true that is, but I was, you know, a little scared at the time.
Was it like females or like, because he don't have that same energy with men. Like, he got beat up by the dude.
Or it was a family member.
Oh, it was a family member?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then, so yeah, we get to Houston, and then, you know, I end up texting that girl, trying to see if she was texting him, and he beat my ass. He knew I was pregnant. He kept saying it's not his baby, but we went to Austin, Texas, Miami twice, Houston, Vegas. We was going everywhere together making content, and we was making content together with other females. So, you know,
okay, so he keeps saying that it wasn't you, and we're lying, and that was Zay Hilfiger. Zay Hilfiger.
I never met Zay Hilfiger ever.
Shout out to Zay.
Shout out to Zay. I would like to speak to Zay, because every time he speaks, he's screaming my name and he's screaming Zay Hilfiger name. And at this point, I just want to clear my name, because you keep trying to make people feel like I'm a liar and I'm bothering you, and that's not the case, bro. Like, and as far as, oh, she's mad because of my sexuality. No, we had a very amicable conversation about it. We laughed about it. You reposted it. That was never the issue. The reason why I started telling him you're gay is because I know he can't handle it. How mad does he get when people tell him that he's gay?
Oh, he hates it.
Think about
when
you ask him. Me and him just got into it on live the other day, only because I didn't even ask him. I asked who was it? Big Burr and somebody else. And
was that when he was on live with me and Miss Mama's arguing?
No. This was
that was after.
This
that.
Was the day after. Yeah, this was the day after. Okay. I was live with you, and I went live the next morning with them, which the Track Boy and all of them, and he came up. It was a whole big thing.
Okay, I was in that live. I saw that.
Yeah,
but you can't get mad like when people assume that you're gay. You're on a gay dating show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if they go on your Twitter, you like, and you consider
you get bisexual. Hit in the butt on Twitter, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's considered bisexual, but you can't get mad. Like, I'm you really can't get mad. It took so long. That's my bad.
Mm-hmm. So Velvet, you're not a liar. This really happened. I wish you could get him up here, because when you were on the podcast, he came. Hello, he talked to both of us. He was screaming your government name, Chantel. Then that's how I found out his name.
Yes, and he's so weird, bro. He's so fucking weird. Like, he had all his people on OnlyFans send my daddy a video of me and him making content.
He sent y'all content to your father?
Yep, he sent my ex videos, all that. My dad sent it to, and you know, me and my dad don't like each other. Like, we really don't like each other. So he used that and sent it all the way around.
Oh, like, wow. Your dad did that to you?
Yeah. No, Trizzy sent...
No, my dad did that to me after Trizzy...
Her dad.
No, Trizzy sent her dad some content.
And her dad sent it around. To people.
Wait, your dad sent it around?
Yeah, because they don't get along.
And it was a video...
That is...
Because I'm pansexual.
I'm sorry.
And, you know, Trizzy likes niggas. So... You know, in the real video, bad. It's me and yes, another gay giving Trizzy head.
Wait, what?
I said in the video, it's me and another dude giving Trizzy head.
So, okay, so Chantel, how did you deal with that? Because I asked you on the podcast, have you ever seen him suck dick? Like, mentally, what did that do to you?
I mean, I'm pan.
Were you, in know, love?
Like, I watch gay porn. Like, when I watch porn, I don't watch girls. I watch niggas. So,
okay, so it's like a fetish thing for you. It's something that, you know.
Not like a fetish. It's just something that, you
just
know.
Don't care about. Like, she just.
Yeah.
It just doesn't bother you. Okay, I get that. I respect
she like what she likes. I like what I like.
No, but for real, but like, that's a good question. Because, like, mentally, like, even though you said that was your boyfriend during this time.
Ish.
Yeah, we was traveling with each other, and it was more like
y'all had a business, y'all had a partnership.
Yeah, but like the first time he ever put his hands on me is when we was in Miami. The first time I got assaulted by him 3 times. The first time is because I fucked another nigga in Miami, and he found out by coming to the hotel. It wasn't in our hotel room; it was in one of his friends' hotel room, and. That's when he first got physical with me. And that's when I'm like, you know what? That girl said he hit her. And I didn't do nothing of it because he was like, damn, you know, like.
The diamond girl, is her page deleted too? Because it seems like everybody who has something to say, their pages get deleted. Mm-hmm. And, like, it took me, Chantel, I've been looking for you since the day after the interview, and I have not been able to find you.
Yeah, I went through like 3 Twitters.
Yeah, I got three pages deleted too. He deleted Cardio Rich and he admitted to it. He deleted
Look,
King
well,
of
let
Patrick
me join Hershey. Off my backup page then. Shit.
And he just deleted Carson
with the group. Let me go get on my backup page real quick. I don't need this one deleted. The backup page.
It's too late, that. Ivy. I'm sorry. I'm
Look,
sorry.
Shit. Ah, come back on y'all left.
So would you say that? So would you say that situation gave you some kind of like PTSD? Like, how are you moving forward?
Hell yeah. I stopped OnlyFans and I'm working a regular job now. Like,
oh, wow.
And you was like one of the top content creators at one point.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of my shit was going viral, you know, after losing all them damn pages and then just going through that period. Like, when I came back home, I'm like, I'm not fucking with no niggas. Like, I'm finna be single. I'm finna work on myself. But then, you know, I found me, a nice, respectable man. And I just changed my ways. I think got me a job. I put OnlyFans behind me. Because, like, that shit is just...
And I'm proud of you. You doing better. You went and got you a nice place. Like, didn't you lose your apartment and shit behind
No,
that?
I didn't lose my apartment. Is that what he said?
No. I'm talking about not the one you're in. I'm talking about the one before that. Or you were about to. That's what you said.
Yeah, because when I was with him, he was like, oh, I need money for this. I need money for that. And he was trying to hustle his group out of money and shit. And I'm like, boy, I got bills back home. Like, you know, Trizzy don't got no house. He don't got no car. He hotel to hotel to hotel. State to state to state. So when I told him, like, I got responsibilities back home. Like, the traveling cool and all, but I still got to pay my rent. He ain't like that.
Hold on, Ivy. I'm going to bring you right back. I'm going to bring up Tadit because Tadit was in the live with me, Velvet. So I would like for him to come up real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we've been, you know, he come argue with me every Sunday. And you remember, Velvet, when you first came and you told me the story, I didn't publish it right away, did I? Mm-mm. I waited like a month or two until he kept harassing me. This was not something I did to just go out of my way to try to harm this boy or nothing like that. You reached out to me, and I'm going to be honest with you. I feel bad about it, but I still felt like he was like kind of like a friend.
Hello.
So when you first reached out to me, I didn't want to break the story because I didn't know if it was true or not.
But the whole the story, the
pictures, and I was like, damn, I don't really want to like stick my neck out and put this story out without the facts. But after he kept harassing me and threatening me, that just showed me, okay, you clearly have a history of being aggressive with women. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna bring this girl and let her tell her story, because you're not gonna keep doing this to females.
Man, I wish I was on the Twitter lot, on the Twitter spaces. It's so many stories. This girl said she was in the shower. He was making content with her little sister, and he walked in on God. Her. Her, wow. Her little sister was on age. Her little sister was of age, but he walked okay. in on the big sister while she was taking a shower and sat on the toilet in the bathroom, quiet as hell. And then out of nowhere, and was like, "You want to take a shot? Can I see you naked?" Like, he's weird. He's fucking weird.
Hell.
It was so many stories on Twitter. So many people came forward on Twitter and was like, "I have stories about Trizzy. Like, he's dead ass weird and abusive."
Damn, you need to start a. Wow, they're reporting the live. It blocked Vaughn.
Oh damn.
Here we go.
Damn, well, Vaughn is blocked.
We might lose our pages again after this, but I feel like this is a story that shouldn't keep being pushed under the rug, mm-hmm. because this is something serious. And what's gonna happen when this boy end up killing somebody? Like, how far is it gonna go?
Yeah, because he didn't went as far as to pick up a knife. Issue. When we was arguing, he went as far as to pick up a knife. I'm like, either you playing crazy or you like, you know. And then that
or
shit.
You would really do this.
Yeah. And then when he assaulted me in Houston the way he did.
I'm what? Wait. Trizzy assaulted you?
Yeah, this is yes. this oh, is my ass. Girl like, beat while she was ass. Pregnant that I was talking about on the live. This is her. I finally found
her. Oh, that's her?
This is her. This my is the girl herself.
I got the little jail braids to the back, so I'm not in the camera.
Oh, my fuck. I'm...
This is Velvet. This is the one. What? This is her. As yep. a matter of fact, even if you don't show your face, just show them your body figure, because he keeps pretending like that wasn't you in those pictures. And we know that was you, Chantel.
Yeah, it was me. It's in my phone. And I got the video, too. But
oh, you never sent me the video. Can I get that?
Can I get off live and still be on live? Like,
no.
What, like in the comments?
No, I can just send it
you
later.
Have to, you, yeah,
you can send it to me later. It's okay.
The it's like a video of here. Me standing up in the hotel room. Like, and the bitches who, and it's so funny, because how you gonna say it was Zay, and then you say it's not
because
me,
he does bitches. Have a Zay, he does have a video of Zay Hilfiger fighting with his girlfriend, but that's
but
Zay.
And, I'm saying, like, Zay how you gonna tell people that's not it's you. Not me that's... in the video and then turn around and say, oh, does Zay do that?
Right.
The hotel that I'm in when I took those pictures are the same hotels that he brought females to for me to make content with it.
Oh, wow.
And, like, they could vouch. When I was making the content, I had my shirt on.
I want to find this Diamond girl too. So Diamond was the one that warned you and told you that he beat her before you came. Her name was Diamond.
Diamond, yeah. She on X videos as well. I don't know her. I don't know her.
Her page probably got deleted, so it might take a little bit of.
Wait, she has kid it.
She on X videos though. He trapped her in a room and he beat her just like he trapped me in a room and he beat me.
Is she Hispanic?
Is she Latina?
Yeah, I think she is Hispanic. Yeah.
I think I know you. Diamond. And do she actually look like does she look like Diamond from Jocelyn's a little bit? From is that girl named Diamond? Damn, I don't even know that girl name. The girl that called Amber a nigga, do she look something similar to her?
I can't remember. Damn. I don't even know. She got like the little pigtails. Oh, you know what? She did an interview with Saturday Night, not Saturday Night Live.
No, not SNL.
That dude that be interviewing all the content creators.
Oh, Nightlight.
Nightlight interviews. She got a Nightlight interviews. Her name is Diamond, and I think she got like pigtails.
Okay.
Her. Yo, I don't even know what the fuck to say right now.
Yeah, Tatted. You see how he was acting like I was lying? This is her.
Yep.
It's real.
Yeah, yeah. When she was on live going back and forth with this nigga, like, he was all like, oh, nah, she lying and all this other shit. Like, yo, it's what? Wow. And me, like,
And I couldn't find you. So I feel like the fans were falling for it.
I'm from this little bitty ass town. Like, nigga, I didn't know who you were. Granted, I seen you in a couple videos, but like, you reached out to me, you flew me out, you came here, like, you, like, his ass is weird. Did he say someone always wanted clout chase? Like,
yeah, like, that's what he kept. He said, me and you are just clout chasing, and we made up this story. I'm about to log into my other Facebook, because he came in the Facebook group yesterday, and he was like, writing me 1,000 messages, and he was like, you keep putting this story out, but it don't matter. I still went on TV. I'm still this. I'm still that. I'm like, you're still a fucking predator, though. Like,
hell yeah. Because all they got to do is hook me up to a lie detector test.
So you would be willing to take a polygraph?
Hell yeah, I'd be willing to take a lie detector test, and I hope it gets to that point. Shit. I bet he won't take one.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I very highly doubt that he would take the lie detector test.
Nah, hell no, he won't. Because if he does that, everybody going to know the actual truth. And then his whole career going down.
Yep. His ass is like, I mean,
it's already, I mean, no shade, but it's already going down for everybody on there, because Bobby already said it. All of them was clout chasing.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Very much so.
And that's why there ain't going to be no reunion.
And, yeah, hold on, let me see. Because I can show y'all.
Wait, I gotta hop off and then I'm hopping right on. I'm not finna, like, exit out, but I just gotta...
Oh,
like,
you finna send me some pictures?
I can do that, too, but I gotta get ready to go to work, and I gotta be there at
2. Oh, no, do your thing. But, I appreciate you coming, because I'm just tired of him, like, lying on my name and making it seem like we just making this up, and that's not the case. Like,
yeah, facts. His ass is weird. And I be trying to tell people, like, don't fucking make content with him. Like, if you a nigga, go ahead. You know, you probably got way more chance if y'all ever get into it, you know? To protect yourself than a woman.
He keeps running too, because every time he come for me, I be like, yo, you remember where you were saying that Velvet had an STD? She sent me her STD results. He still has yet to send.
He doesn't get tested. Trizzy does not get tested. That's why he fucks those dudes with condoms on, and he fucks those random bitches that he finds. He'll go state to state and find a random bitch with no following, fuck her raw. He's done fucked strippers in South by Southwest, raw. I've done seen it. He's done fucked, like, several bitches, raw.
There's actually a video that my friend sent me on Snapchat. I gotta go back into it and find it and send it to y'all. But it's a video of him getting fucked by this one dude. And it was completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let's see.
His ass is scared of the doctor. I don't even think he has a primary doctor.
Yeah. That's his Facebook, right?
Bakari Kyle, yep.
Yeah, he came on the group yesterday. What does that say, y'all? This is
damn,
how you know.
Oh, y'all got all the fucking information. But then again, that's Pisces.
Yeah, so.
What's up, IT?
But okay, guys, I gotta go. I got like 10 minutes to be at work.
No, you good. Do your thing.
I'm gonna send over the videos.
Yeah,
but I'm about to go too, because I'm about to go back to sleep before mommy and come.
Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for having me.
You are
right. Bring Ivy back up here.
I hope all is well.
Bring Ivy back up here. Ivy's still here. That's my baby. Throw them legs back,
so,
baby.
As far as you go, I spoke to Dahl yesterday. He said that you're lying. Those dick pic videos is from when he was in college before his chest tattoos, and his ex sent those around. So,
but that's why that nigga fucking went back in the fucking DMs and deleted everything in there. It made it seem like I was talking to myself.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow.
Like, and then I screenshot the whole conversation and shit. And like, if y'all see it, it's not gonna add up because he deleted all the other shit. Like, he unsent them. So I'm about to screenshot it and send it to you.
Okay, hold on. Let me, I know, I keep trying to bring you back up, Vaughn.
Hi, B.
Hey.
All right, so yeah, this picture right here, that's Chantel. This is the girl who was just on live. This is her bruises.
Oh, my God.
Houston. That's the first message she sent me. And, yeah, he's in the comments arguing with everybody, mad as hell. Hold on, let's see what he said here.
That is really fucked up, though.
Like, I can't make this stuff up, y'all. I don't got no reason to lie on nobody.
Especially when you have the proof right there.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, you know, some people just don't want to... Look, what did he say yesterday? I said he got her page deleted. What did he say? Shouldn't be telling false narratives. What's false about it?
Right.
What's false about it? This girl, like, got pictures. She has everything. And he's not denying it. So, as far as Cardi goes, Cardi don't have a reason to lie on nobody. To each their own. I don't agree with domestic violence at all. I think it's weak as hell.
Especially if you're a dude and she's a female.
Yeah.
Well, he just said he wanted to fight me yesterday. And that's why I offered him a boxing match, because I'm a real life fighter. I'll get in the ring with Trizzy. I'll give him his rounds. I'm like begging somebody from Zeus or anybody to put me in a ring with this boy and give me my rounds, because he's threatening to put his hands on me anyway. So let's do it,
man.
Like, I'm willing to get in the ring. I will sign waivers. I will sign liability forms. I will sign whatever y'all need me to sign, but put us in the ring and let us, you know, get our rounds in. And hopefully this will be over after this, because I don't want to keep beefing with this boy. I don't.
But would you really gain something from fighting like that?
And you're not going to keep coming for me because I said you're bi and your baby mother, I'm sorry, your ex said that you beat her up, and she has proof. She has videos. She has pictures. How can she be lying with videos, pictures, and you came on my podcast screaming her government name? If this was somebody who was lying on you, why would you come on my podcast screaming her government name and telling her to protect her page because it's going to get deleted? Why would you do that if you're lying?
Yeah.
Why does he keep getting my pages deleted? Ivy, what was my original page? Cardi L Rich, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten 3 pages deleted since then. What are you trying to hide?
Mm-hmm. God damn.
So yeah, does anybody have any questions? Because I think we got to the bottom of it, and now that I found her, I actually got her number this time, because I was only talking to her in DMs before, but I got her number this time, and she'll be willing to come anytime and say whatever she needs to say. Like, she's not hiding. I'm not hiding. All of the receipts are there, and y'all don't even have to apologize to me. I don't expect y'all to apologize to me. Just be mindful. And, you know, stop judging books by its cover, and stop, you know, agreeing with people just because they're popular, because
that part,
they're popular, doesn't mean they're a good person. So for everybody that shitted on me looking for clout, the truth is here. You don't have to apologize to me, but don't try to be my friend either, because a lot of y'all were fake about this situation, and you can't come back. There's no doubling back with me. You picked a side. I need you to stay over there. But now that you're over there, you need to go tell your friend it is not okay to put his hands on women. That's what you should be telling your friend. Y'all shouldn't be telling me anything. If anything, you should be telling your friend it is not okay to treat women the way you treat women and claim that you like women. And we see you with men. It's confusing.
It's giving misogynistic.
Very much so.
It's giving, let me fuck everything to make it to the top.
I mean, I'm slightly misogynistic. Like, I love bad bitches. I won't fuck with nothing but it, but I'm not fucking them to get anywhere. I'm already somewhere when I start fucking them. So, you know. I hope everybody, you know, got their clarity or whatever they were looking for. I just want y'all to stop calling me a liar because I don't have no reason to lie on nobody.
All right, we Pisces. We don't lie.
Yeah, shit. One thing about a Pisces, we might be rude. We might be sensitive. We might be emotional, but we don't lie, baby.
Hell no.
Nope. Y'all March or February Pisces?
I'm a February March. Pisces.
And I'm March.
Okay. See, March cool. Pisces be lying. But us February, February Pisces don't lie. But them March Pisces, yeah, they'll put some shit on it.
Shit, yeah. Not me.
We learned that from Bow Wow on that jet, okay?
Shit.
Learned from him with the tippy toe. Okay.
Shit, I tell you how it is. I don't give a damn about your feelings.
I'll be like, yep, I did. I said it. I sucked it. I licked it. I did it all.
But yeah, Von, you see how they was like treating me, like thinking that mm-hmm. I was lying and just making this mm-hmm. stuff up because he keeps trying to control the narrative. Like, yeah, no, Cardi's not always the bad guy. And the reason y'all think I'm a troll and the reason y'all think I'm messy is honestly because I'm a truth advocate. And they say a person of the truth doesn't have many friends. As long as y'all want to lie, y'all are never going to like me. If you have something to hide, you're not going to like me. I make everybody put it out on the forefront, and that's what y'all don't like about me. Just stop lying, and we'll get along. Can we just get along?
You know what's the problem with him? He seems like he's spoiled. He seems like, he's not used to people standing up to him, you feel me? He's just used to
no, he's not, because he's, okay, so you like gotta think. When you're dealing with a man who abuses women and he feels like he has power over women mm-hmm. and that a woman should just do whatever he says because he's a man, see, every man has that problem with Cardi. You can't bend me over. You can't bust it open. You can't tell me to shut up. You can't, Cardi don't listen to no nigga. So a lot of niggas don't like me.
I'm not
one of the females that he could control or tell to shut up and they actually do it. I don't like mm-hmm. you that much, Papa. Sorry.
Damn, even if I did like you that much, I just
get along.
I don't want to hear that because you shut up over there when he told you to.
Wait, what?
No, I was saying, yeah. Even if he told me to shut up, okay, I'm still so with hold on.
Can hold I on be an honest Pisces you. Real fast? Okay, so Von, this what's boy up? Melted over you because of how you checked him for being a punk on that line. He melted. I'm telling on you, Patty. I'm sorry.
Can we not talk about that right now?
But I respect you, Von, because a lot of people are like too scared to say stuff to people, and like you kept it a beam, like, yo, why you letting him flex on you like that? I respect you for that too. Yeah. I was like, yo, I like Von.
Yo, Ivy, when Von checked me, dog, this nigga had a whole deep voice on and everything. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Okay. Had it been had it.
Okay.
This nigga stupid.
Hey, yo, Von, where you live at, Von?
You was ignoring me. I'm in Harlem, though.
But yo, you in Harlem?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to pull up in Harlem real quick so you can check me in person.
Listen here, August. You is not finna be this boy's entanglement. Leave him alone.
Entanglement, like he, right.
You trying to be
I'll be whatever he wants me to be. That's it.
Shut up. I am dead. Yo. Good. But yeah, does anybody like have any questions or anything?
What's that sound in the background? That's a cat. Or some shit? A
dog. That's Ivy. Damn animals.
Goddamn.
Pushing the fucking dog. We have my dude fucking squishing the dog toy.
That's a dog making that noise?
No, it's my dude squishing the dog toy because the dog we got.
Wait a minute. Why is your dude girl?
Cause he playing with the dog. Cause look, okay, so I got two dogs. I got.
Hold on, what was another one?
It's like that. We got an adopted dog, and this bitch is not adopted. She is adopted.
No, because they were giving her away,
and so like we just took her. Well, rescue adoption. The same motherfucking shit. We rescued her. It's the same shit. They were giving her away. They wanted to throw her away, so she was like, "Fuck you, give it to us." And so this bitch, we didn't know. We didn't fucking know. And this motherfucker played fetch for like 24/7. This nigga threw the ball and she ain't stopped catching it since. And we had her damn near a year. Like,
oh, wow. So he been throwing the ball for 365 days.
Yes, bro.
That is some.
Even when he talks, he got a deep voice. God damn it.
Yeah, like you got a fucking. This dog, I swear to God, if you don't throw the ball, she will growl at you and, like, jump on you. All kind of crazy. She's not going to bite you. I don't know. She's like a Mexican terrier. I don't know.
She said a Mexican terrier?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Does that even exist?
A Mexican terrier?
Ivy.
Yeah, I don't know what she is.
Does a Mexican terrier even exist?
It do exist. A Mexican terrier shit. I don't know.
It
is. Is that like a...
Well, listen, I heard of a Chihuahua terrier.
No, she's right. A canine
I love
terrier.
Y'all. Hey, I'm about to shut this live down so that I can post it before my page gets deleted. And, I'm going to go, like, have a seat now that we cleared that up. I'm going to go back live later because I got to catch... I'm not going to lie to y'all. The way my attitude is set up, I haven't watched Bobby since the first episode because somebody I don't like was on it. But I'm going to go sit and watch it today because I want to be up to date when he go through them phones.
You need to go watch Bobby Lights. And still support, even though you don't support like the one
wait, hold on.
I understand this. I love Bobby, okay? I love Bobby in real life. Right. Like, me and Bobby used to kick it tough in my family. Like, I know him in real life. I don't have no problem with Bobby. I just didn't want to support
him. So all this stuff was going on with you and him before he was actually even doing all this?
Yes, baby. This has been going on since April, before Bad Boys, before Bobby, before all of that. This has been going on since... The first time I interviewed him was in April.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this has been going on for a long time. I've gotten 3 pages deleted since the beginning of this debacle, whatever it is. And, like, what happens is Trizzy will come into my live and drop comments. And then when I start responding, he acts like I'm bothering him or I'm obsessed with him. I don't think about Trizzy. I ignore this boy all the time. Like, I could show y'all plenty of DMs where he's in my DMs trying to argue and I didn't respond. Like, it's so old and so boring. Like, it's old. Like, I'm tired of arguing with this fucking boy. It's sick and disgusting. And it's to the point where this man literally goes on my page and follows all my friends and then go talk to them because I don't talk about our beef unless it's happening. So, like, some of the people, for example, I'm just going to throw it out there, Fine Wine. But you know, so that's why you got fucking dropped because you was out of pocket as fuck for that. Crybaby, you might not know, so I don't know if you was being out of pocket or not. But because he has a little bit of popularity, he knows if he reaches out to y'all, y'all are going to swing from his nuts. So when I see my friends swinging from my op's nuts, it makes me feel some type of way. It really does. And he knows what he's doing. He talks to my friends knowing they're going to talk back because they're clout chasers only to bother me. He don't like y'all. He don't give a fuck about y'all. He just want to make me mad. And it does. And then y'all can't come back around me and he ain't going to do shit for y'all. So it's just a lose-lose for people who get in the middle of this shit not knowing that you're supporting domestic violence when you do this. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all are co-signing somebody that would beat your ass if you was his girlfriend. How does that work? But hey, to each their own. And I'm not going to tell nobody who to be friends or who not to be friends with. Just keep my motherfucking name out your mouth. Stop lying on my motherfucking name. And yeah, she was here in the flesh. She'll come back later. Pretty boy, get the fuck out of these comments.
I want to end up you talking, so I wrote it.
No, you did, but like,
retarded.
Yeah, like, I personally am not a person that feels like, oh, you need to choose a side, or if you rock with me, you shouldn't rock with him. But because of the things that this boy has done and the type of person he is, if you're the type of person that likes to associate with the likes of those type of people, you can't be around me. Because I don't condone domestic violence. I don't hang around people that beat on women. You can't come around me. You can't sit with me. And I mean that shit from the bottom of my soul. And anybody supporting it can't sit with me. So respectfully, we can, you know, if that's what you do, we can go our separate ways and agree to disagree and whatever. But just stop lying on my name. And, you know, once you pick a side, you got to stay there. But I hope everybody got what they was looking for, because Cardi don't lie.
Go not watch never. Now. You need to go watch Bobby, my favorite troll.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm definitely... You cuffed. I don't condone domestic. Shut up.
Y'all
get on my nerves in these comments.
Trolling each other.
Riff, you know what? Listen. Should your relationship not work out? I think y'all are like soulmates.
You said what?
I said, should your relationship not work out? I think y'all are cute together, so y'all figure this shit out. But I don't want to disrespect your man's. I don't know.
Regarding Cupid.
To him.
Look, oh, wait, Vaughn got a man?
There you go, trolling, Cardi.
Wait, Vaughn, you got a man?
Yeah, I told you that.
First of all, I'm not trolling because he told Tatted that. That's how I know.
I guess.
Right? Exactly.
My bad. I didn't hear that part.
Yes, you did.
I didn't hear that part on purpose.
I told y'all, Mark Pricey's live. The Mark Pricey's lying.
Mind you, you do too.
Tatted got selective hearing. Did you hear what he wanted to hear?
That part.
He said, oh, you got boyfriend? I don't give a fuck.
That's me though. Crazy. Yeah, that's Pisces. Cause that's me. Crazy. All my girlfriends got people. I don't care.
Because man, listen, I put this down on
Vine. I don't care about your other relationship. I just want to be your little entanglement.
You're making Pisces look so bad.
Vine, how about this, Vine? Your man can have you. Your man can have you, Vine. And I'll be like this. I'll keep
saying that.
Tatted making Mark Pisces look so bad right now.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Because us February Pisces, we golden, baby. We good.
Baby, fess him up.
No,
fess
y'all,
up, baby.
February Pisces ain't shit either.
Hey, we going to hit you while you in a relationship, too. We just ain't going to lie about it.
Well, I'm going to be like shit. I'm going to be like SZA. I'll keep him satisfied for the weekends. That's it.
Fess him up, baby.
Girl. Vaughn, get off of here before you get kicked out.
My dude about to fess him up right now.
Wait, ooh. So what?
What happened with your dude, though, bro?
Huh?
He's all on live like this. He's all on live with his dude. Y'all looking at you and all
that. It's not about me right now.
Wait, it's about you, bro. What did I miss?
Oh, we're cold. Missed it then.
Ooh, Teddy, who y'all do?
Laid up, early in the morning, didn't even brush their teeth yet.
Man, listen, we definitely did brush our teeth because we fucked first, brush our teeth, and then we got
one. Who is the new boo? Because I know you ain't cheated on my friend Cole.
Hold up, Cole. Fuck that shit. Bitch.
Wait, what?
I must be feeling some real. Yeah,
that is so cute.
Ivy, Cole's fuck that bitch. If I didn't cut off his egg.
It's getting spicy in here.
You heard Ivy?
Ivy, not with Cole. That's my friend. Y'all,
Ivy, fuck Cole's. If I didn't cut off his ex, because I stopped talking to his ex, I cut that bitch off.
Wait.
If I didn't stop talking to his ex, his ex would have been down here.
Y'all are so disrespectful. I cannot.
Wait, hold up. That's your nigga right there in the comments?
Oh, my God.
came in the comments. Now his boyfriend came in the comments.
Please don't let the Pisces get
that's him, Vaughn.
That's him.
Oh my goodness.
A small fucking word, I would say that.
While you ooh.
Good night, yo.
No, Teddy.
I'm not a messy bitch. I like Vaughn. So if Vaughn is happy, I want to know how small the world is.
Yo, he said you a munch.
You thought I was
feeling you. Who's a munch?
My nigga say you a munch.
Wait, hold up. That's really your nigga now?
Nah, yeah.
He really is?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, no, y'all playing with my mental. I got anxiety. Y'all can't do this to me.
How you know him?
Yeah.
I know him. It was he was on live and then he took pictures of me while we was on live and then he sent it to me and all that. And then I was talking to him about the picture that he took of me when I was on live with somebody, with some other people, and I was in my underwear.
Like argument or like?
No, it was like a regular vibe. I mean,
he was flirting
vibe.
With you.
It was a regular live. And
but was he flirting?
I was on live with Steamy. I left it, girl. And then he was in the comments. And then he followed me off of that live.
Doing what in the comments? Because I want to know if he had...
God, listen. God got this. Shut up.
No.
Listen.
Get to the point. No, you beating around the bush. Me and Bob.
I'm not beating around the bush, girl. I'm saying it on my time. Because
he act like he
didn't
know me. So I'm over here trying to find out.
Yeah. So
but yeah, like he... Like, he fucking took pictures of me while I was on the live. He was in the comments. Like, he was just in there. Like, just viewing.
But was he in
and
the DMs?
That's when it went from the live to the DMs. And then we were talking
about... Did he say you was cute, nigga? Like, come on. Tell us something.
I'm going to have to go back to the DMs and check it out before he's another cool boy and deletes. That's why I was trying to say. Like, let me keep my mouth shut. Let me go back to the DM and screenshot it before he's another cool boy and deletes it.
Oh my! Oh,
yo, you crazy? You say you ain't know, homie. That's the funny part. I just asked you, bro. But you said no. When I asked you again, you said no, bro. And then the funny part was you was asking about him all the time. You in his DM,
bro. This is exactly why I want to say nothing.
Bro, but what's the point of doing that for, bro? He looked at ice. All I do was send it. How would you feel if I do that, though? The whole time I'm dubbing him, you're going to send him pictures of him on live. That's weird, bro.
That's not weird.
That's mad weird, bro. You can't ask anybody on this live. That's weird, bro.
It's not weird.
That's weird, bro. You were just accusing me of fucking him, bro. Shut up, bro.
And then after that, we followed each other on Twitter. That's it.
Now I'm glad you told me because this nigga's mad secretive, bro. And that's a funny thing. And now you expose, bro. You
can we just get along,
bro? You never showed me this, bro. This just happened Monday. We just been arguing this whole week, bro.
Exactly, that happened Monday. So what was wrong with that? There's nothing wrong.
Bro, it's fucking Saturday. It's Sunday right now.
I said nothing wrong,
bro. But what's the whole point of doing all of this, anyways, bro? He didn't even write you, bro. He not paying you no mind, bro. And you just ask him, you just ask me mad questions about him. I'm telling you, I do not know this nigga. As you did, you know him, you telling me no.
All you did was flirting.
But now all of a sudden you do, bro. That's weird, bro.
How? Did you see anything?
Bro, it don't matter what the fuck I see, bro. I'm about to really, yo, bro, get out.
Can we just get along?
Get out, bro. I should break this shit, bro. Why shouldn't I break it? Tell me why shouldn't I break it, you fucking lying ass nigga, bro.
Oh my god,
bro! This is dead wrong, bro. What the fuck is wrong with you sending me kind of pics? Tell him, what's the point of this for, bro? If I would have did that, bro, you would have been tight, bro.
But you just sent some pictures of him.
What you mean, bro? What's the point of you hitting him up, though, bro? No, you can't get your mom to break this shit, bro. Matter of fact, go downstairs and get your shit, bro.
No, stop playing.
Ivy, I'm not the biggest troll anymore.
Tatted, you're the biggest troll.
I am not the biggest troll.
You
know I don't want that title no more.
Tatted, you break it up, happy hole, shake it up, with fart.
That's why I didn't want to say nothing. But then again,
you
I fuck
started
with
it.
But then again, I fuck with Vaughn.
You started it.
Nuh-uh. I didn't start that.
Can't Can we just get along?
Yeah, his nigga sent in my DM, sending me the picture that he took of me on live.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But this
and then after that, and then after that, like left. Shit, we followed each other on Twitter, and then like he told me he won his credits, like of the picture that he guys, took because I told him that was nice.
Let's just clear this up right now. Everybody be aware, this will be posted on Neo Money Podcast. We going
no, because I really feel bad for Von. Like, oh my god,
can we just get out
of Von? Is a fine ass nigga. Like, I ain't damn Von.
Well,
come
now
on.
He's yours, bitch. You wanted him, now you got him, bitch.
Ivy,
I didn't, but I didn't know. No, but
time out, Ivy. I have a question. That isn't gonna be on Now What's Tea, right? Because he needs his spot.
Teddy is not a fucking T-Pain.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. First of all, his name is Teddy, and it start with a T. Yes, he is.
Teddy with the T with Teddy.
I get more T from Teddy than the T pages.
Seriously. No, listen. Like, if I like show you my DMs, it'd be crazy of how many T's I got in my DMs. I just don't say shit. And I ain't getting paid for this.
Hey, look, Teddy, I'm gonna need you to hurry up and start your T page so you can get casted because I want to watch. Okay. I don't know about them other ones. The T.
No, but like with this, with Vine.
But, no, I'm gonna just fuck that. Let me throw my little shots. Ivy, the tea ain't been that hot lately. I think you need to add some tea to the pot. I'm just saying.
No, like, can we really talk about Von?
We've been drinking piss. Okay.
I feel bad for Von. Can we talk about that?
They get some tea. They get more like hood.
No, I didn't say they don't give any. I just said it's not that hot. It's like lukewarm. You know.
Oh my god. I feel bad.
I'm gonna try to keep y'all updated.
Oh my god, I'm about to drink alcohol because I feel bad for Von now.
Why do you feel bad? Well, go console him. Give him a hug, bitch.
Because like I really think that was really his nigga.
Well.
This motherfucker said small world.
Mm. Hey. It is a small world. I mean, we had Miss Shan Lowe, Dripping Velvet in here, you know, vindicating me, clearing my name. We got a Tatted in here, spilling tea all over the place. You know, the tea is hot right now.
Ivy,
so what you telling me is the tea that hit your cup this morning, you got some hotter tea than this?
Tatted does. Broke up a happy
home. Nah, stop being modest. I know you gotta protect, but I'm just saying. This
Tatted
ain't the hottest
broke
tea
up
that...
a happy home.
Man,
I
listen,
mean, you heard what they said. They wasn't happy for a week.
Listen, I'm trying to get. I'm trying to not in the line because I hope we can get them back in here and make sure they ain't kill each other.
I really hope they could get past this. I really do now.
That shit did for today. They ain't come back till tomorrow.
Okay, but did he really break his phone?
He probably did because Von is there in here.
Wait, Von here?
Oh yeah,
Von is there. Von is there. No, Von never left.
Mom.
Well, yes, Mom, he did.
With Happy You Have.
Nothing. Yeah, Von left and came back.
Okay, bitch. Come back, Von, because I need to make sure you ain't a tree.
That's chips.
We don't need no domestic violence. No, we need to fix this. Let's reconcile this.
Tatted, don't feel bad now. You did the shit.
No, we
I do
not. Listen, we gonna fix this, okay? We are a team of solutions. Well, look. We a Dr. team of Field. Solutions. Okay.
Now with the whole part of Von telling his nigga like, oh, do you know him? And his nigga was saying no. I can't help with that part.
Yeah, I don't know. You were being a little evasive, boyfriend. Yeah. Let's do some therapy today. It could have been handled better. Listen, I hope y'all work it out, but it could have been handled better. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay. We gotta be transparent. Communication is key. You know, I just want to lead with love. I just want to lead with love. If anybody loves me, let me know.
That shit
I love you.
I love you too, Taddy. No. You know what? I feel like I want to reconcile some things. But,
I love you guys too.
I would love to make up with some people, but I got them all blocked. I blocked everybody yesterday, so I don't think I'm making up with nobody.
No, y'all left and took this shit left. We went from talking about
it. Ooh, don't put that, y'all, nothing. Hold on, wait.
Yo, Lincoln with Ivy.
Hold on. You could come. I will accept you.
Yo, Lincoln with Ivy is fucking lit.
It's fucking lit as shit. Taddy, with the boyfriend for the club here, cut your ass out. You got this motherfucker put out, bitch.
Taddy, you better know how to fight, okay? All this trouble you be starting. Y'all ass better know how to fight.
Okay? I do not. Shit.
But do you know how to fight? But do you know how to fight?
What? But he should have told him.
I got it. You ready, Ivy? It's not our fault. It's not our fault. I know who to blame.
Who?
Y'all ready? Zeus Network. They told everybody to go through phones today. So they will. We going through phones today. That's what we doing, Bobby.
I can't be laughing at this situation because I wouldn't feel bad for
them. I mean, I went through my phone and I found Trizzy's girlfriend, so you know, we going through phones today. I'm just saying.
Like, I really feel bad.
Didn't make people homeless and shit.
Well, first of all, Trizzy's already homeless, so let's not.
Okay. Damn.
Wait, the boyfriend and the bar left.
Huh? You probably got blocked. You should get blocked. I would have blocked your ass.
Yeah, no, I'm gone. I'm
blocking you.
Hell yeah,
leave y'all.
Bitch, I'll block everybody on this line.
Bruh.
I'm gonna make my relationship start out with respect to all y'all.
This is insane. Well,
because the Taddy want to open his motherfucking mouth.
All I'm gonna say, Ivy, is now that's tea. Okay?
where the hell Taddy go?
Look, Ivy, now that's tea.
That's
your
tea.
Show called Now What's Tea? Now that's tea. The tea is in your cup. Ooh, this girl kind of fine. Is you a catfish?
Taddy's been left. Is they still up here?
Nah, everybody gone.
Well, I guess we need to go get caught up on Bobby Light's show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think we stirred the pot enough for today. I'm going to go sit down and watch TV now.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Big Lex Body Collection. I want to tune into that, too. That seems like it's going to be quite interesting.
On today.
Not I screenshotted everything. Taddy left so he could get screenshots. Wait, come back. I hate him so bad. He said, wait, let me get these screenshots before they get unsent.
All right, so, y'all, the last time he wrote to me was Thursday, actually, not Monday.
That's still kind of recent, bitch. It's the weekend.
Like he sent me another picture that he took of me.
Wait, so a couple of days ago? You deserve to get in trouble, bro. You tripping?
I didn't know.
Not your girl. I don't care if I catch my female text from a year ago. I'm mad. That was last year before I knew you. I don't care. You should have thought about me.
Tatted back to stir the pot some more. He was like, he got a little bit more shit. Sweetener to the tea.
Ooh, Lord.
Flame under it. Is it making the shit boiling? Is it hot enough?
Yeah, I Tatted. I'll see you on YouTube, player, because, this live was something else. This live was something else.
I think I came on at the wrong time.
No. Listen, hey. God got the last say so. God said, this got to happen right now. Bye, baby. On Jesus Sunday, this is what we doing.